Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
We are on the sixth issue of this comic book story arc, Swamp Thing issue number 48. If you'd like to check out our previous covers, check out our last five episodes.
And then there's, three books before that, but yeah. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so we start off with, A Murder of Crows.
Love it.
It's just like they fly in and you got Constantine commenting on it. Mm-hmm. And basically they swoop in and completely black out the sky. And you've got, Constantine. Well, okay. See, this is what threw me off. Cause he's in this cave right here. In this shot right here. Right. But, then Judith, who is who they were looking for.
Oh no. So this was happening. So this takes place before.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Gotcha.
Like, you when he goes off, when they split up later, This is what we're reading.
Gotcha.
Okay, I just realized that.
That makes more sense now.
Because he says right here, I knew things would start going wrong. Knew as soon as I met up with the others outside the place this morning.
Yeah.
And then we jump back to Judith.
Yeah, so they find Judith here. And this is funny. She's sitting there and she's picking a flower off this plant.
Yep.
And she's like, Frank is there also.
Yep.
And Frank's like, Ben and the Penguin are just, and then just
well,
like,
cause Constantine asked where Ben and
everybody else was.
And,
yeah.
And, was well, sister Anne Marie are.
Yeah. And, she's like, they're not coming. Benjamin, his mom kicked me out. And then, the nun's dead.
Well, she didn't say that.
Oh, wait, that's right. Don't know. Judy never connected with her in London.
Right there.
There we go, yeah. That's right, and Benjamin said that he hadn't heard from her either. And Constantine's like, oh, that's just fucking super. Oh, well, I guess we'll have to make do. He's like, now, if only that, only if my amateur friend would have been here, and...
Bloody amateurs.
Yeah, and Swamp Thing, which ends up being the thing that she had picked her flower off of, is like, I have been here since yesterday.
Yep.
He's like, now lead me to
which
these
he looks
caves.
Pretty regal,
dude. I do love like how he keeps changing his form, like
yeah,
depending on.
I feel like wherever he's at, he kind of takes on that natural flora, yeah, which is amazing.
And this one definitely gives him like the Aztec like the headdress type looks.
Yep,
it was pretty badass. Anyway.
Yeah,
either way.
Like I said, the art in this
fantastic.
Swamp Thing has
always
been wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So they head to this cave, and they're like, okay, the plan is Swamp Thing is going to pop into the cave, kill everybody in the center,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go in there and ruin their
just
ritual.
Take the stragglers, yeah.
Yeah. And so Swamp Thing, disappears into the green so he can move into there. And then while that's going on, they're working their way into this cave. And it shows, the crows descending.
And this will take us back to the beginning where he's striking his match and...
Yeah.
Trying to do whatever because it's dark.
Yeah. And then he gets attacked by the.
Invuce?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Invuce. Invunch. The Invunch.
Yep.
And he passes out. And while this is going on, Swamp Thing's like, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong here in the green. I can't find a way to get into the caves.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there for me to get into. I can't feel anything in the soil. And it's almost like they've got a magical barrier blocking me.
Yeah.
And he's
it's like they were prepared.
Yeah. And he's like, I guess I'll have to just, go down into the dark and see if I can find some way in. And then we get to Frank and Judy. And... they're walking through the dark and he's like you want to keep that light in front of us, I keep tripping over everything. And
she asked if Cheryl, I pretty much think his wife,
your wife, girlfriend, something,
yeah, is mad at her and didn't mind me just turning up at your place. And he's like, no, it's fine, we have a
kind of an open relationship, if you know what I mean. And she's like, oh yeah, I think I do. And then she's like, oh, it's cold. Could you put your arm around me to keep me warm? And he's like, yeah, my pleasure. Is that better? And she's like, you know, she's like, you're probably right about us not being needed. Why don't we switch off that flashlight for a little bit and have some fun? Mm-hmm. And he's like, are you serious? Like right here? And she's like, sure, why not? Scared of the dark. And he says, you're crazy, but what about Constantine? And she's like, oh, you know, he can take care of himself. But what about you? And he says, oh, what are you doing? It feels, oh, there you go, Frank. I knew you'd like that. And then it goes on.
Goes in the black.
Yeah. Fades to black. And then we get Constantine waking up in a pit surrounded by gargoyles. Like, they're statuesque gargoyles. Yep. And then...
chained to the wall.
To the wall. And there are also the Bruja there. And the... God damn it. Invunchi. But he starts waking up, and the guy's like, you know, you're amongst enemies, and you're going to be able... You get to watch as we, you know, set all this shit in motion. And...
Constantine's like, you look, I got friends, I got mates, they're on their way.
They're on their way here, I'm not alone. And then...
Judith walks up.
And she's like, I'm sorry, but yeah, you are. And she's like, what are you... Oh, no, you haven't. She's like, he's like, yeah. She says, well, you know, the Invunchi caught up with me in London, and they gave me a choice between joining them and what happened to Emma. And she's like, he says, you dumbass, you know, they're all men. What do you think you're going to do? And she's like, no, they said I could be a special, they'd turn me into a bird. They'd turn me into a special messenger. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, well, what the fuck ever. He's like, but what happened to the others? Benjamin and Sister Anne and Frank. Where's Frank? And she's like, the Invunchi got the nun in London. And then she's like, I killed Cox and his mother myself. And she's like, as for Frank here, and she drops his head out of a bag.
Yeah. Poor Frank.
Yep. And he's like, oh, you dumbass. You have no idea what you're doing. You have no fucking clue. And she's like, yeah. She's like, they said that, you know, they're just basically I'm going to join them for their part of the world so I don't have to suffer.
I believe at one point before all that, the leader says something about, the special friend, referring to Swamp Thing,
yeah,
and how they can't get in here because...
Oh, because there's nothing growing
in there. No plants.
Yeah.
They've been planning this for years.
Yeah.
They made sure they take all of that out. No soil.
Yep.
No nothing. So he can never get in here.
Yeah. So, and then as this is happening, this mud starts pouring into Constantine's little pit that he's in from the gargoyle mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And Judith is starting this ceremony, which right here, I thought the dude was totally going creeper on her when he was like, take off all your clothes.
Right.
And but then he's like, and then I need you to eat this, you know, root.
Yeah.
And as she's doing this, like basically her body shrivels up and disintegrates on her.
She says she's sick and is good. You must vomit the intestines out from the body.
Yeah.
Here is a bowl for catching them. Make sure it goes in the bowl. Like, must go into bowl. Like, what the fuck?
And then so, like, there. Now, the body is empty. It's useless. Let it wither. Let it dry. And while this is going, like, you see her head. And all that's left is, like, this little shriveled up, like, waste of her body. And then the flower that she had plucked earlier drops to the floor.
Yep.
The one that she had in her hair or behind her ear or whatever. Oh, no.
It was in her headband. Yeah.
And the headband came off when he picked up her head.
Just the fact of her body withering.
Yeah.
That's... fucked up. And then
so they have this like miasma of what do they call it, a distilled hatred and fear, and they pull this black pearl out of it.
Yep.
And they place it into her mouth, and she's like, you must hold on to this. And then they're talking about how you'll feel the stumps of your legs growing, and it'll hurt and it'll grow through your throat because they have sharp talons. And while they're saying this, Swamp Thing's literally growing, you know, from the flower.
Yep.
And
he finally found his way in.
Yep. And so he goes and takes care of the Invunchi, which, I mean, doesn't take him much.
No.
And while that's going on, Constantine is drowning. And he says, don't worry about everything. Just kill the, or don't let her change into a bird. And
stop her, basically. Yeah. But Swamp Thing does the noble thing. And
yeah, he jumps in there and pulls him out of the water and
yep.
breaks his chains like they're nothing. And Judith, as he's...
I was saying, Judith finishes her transformation into this giant crow.
This hideous looking, weird ass, like, It just looks
still with that one little strip of hair, pink hair.
Pink hair, yeah. And she flies away with the pearl in her mouth.
Yep.
And then, you know, everything fades to black right there. And then we go to, which I like how it fades to black on the crow and then comes out of the black and the hair on Abby.
The little black strip of hair. Yeah.
But she's talking to her coworker,
Tim.
Tim. And he's like, have you seen the paper today? And then she's like, fuck. Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
It's a picture of her and Swamp Thing.
And her boss, Deanna,
mm-hmm.
calls her into the office. And she's like, hey, I ought to explain. She's like, well, you can explain to these people. And they're police officers. And like, you're under arrest. And she's like, what the fuck am I under arrest for?
Right there. The one police officer, she's like, lady, you're a sex offender. You work with kids and you haven't done anything. Listen, I've known guys who do it with animals and laundry, but you make me sick.
So a guy that does it with the animals doesn't bother her.
Hold, yeah. And laundry? Like, okay.
Maybe talking about jerking in a sock. I don't know.
But apparently her messing with the plant is a problem.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then she's like, yeah, you can't prove these pictures are genuine. And then they talk about how they had reports of, you know, Swamp Thing all mm-hmm. over the past couple, like, past year or so. And they're like, you know, yeah, maybe you got months of doing this in secret and stuff, but you got unlucky with some dude with a camera one time. And
some pervert.
Yeah. Basically.
Basically.
And it's all right there in black and white. And then she's like, but where I'm standing, it's mostly black.
This is the last time we see Abby in this arc, yeah, in these arc. Issues. But yeah, she got arrested.
For absolutely nothing.
Apparently
they're allegedly saying that she's a pervert and therefore she must have done things to the kids.
Maybe.
That's what
she's being public indecency. I don't know. Just the fact she got arrested is weird.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more of this Swamp Thing story.